Carl, good win against a good player, and Brendan, sum it up for us.
Against Brendan, I knew I had to do something. You know, Brendan's a good player when he plays well, and at the start, you know, he didn't play that well at the start, so I got the jump and took out double one to take the set, and I just let it roll from there.
You gave him chances, he gave you chances, but you just took more of them, really. There's a lot you need to do if you're going to go through the tournament, but a good win to start off with.
Well, that's it, you know, it's always a first round. You're always shaky in the first round, you know, and unless you're Michael and Phil, you're always going to bang them in first off. But, you know, the rest of us, we're a bit nervous in the first game just to get through that first round, and I'm through now, so hopefully I can build on that in the next round.
As we said, Brendan's a good player, so is it good to get someone like that in the first round to give you a proper test and see what you're made of, really?
Well, I knew it was, you know, because I'm a sort of a quick, fast-paced thrower, and Brendan's a bit slow as well. So I had to go back to the old way I used to play when I was back home, you know, have it a bit steady and keep it going slowly. And I had a chat with Bo this afternoon, and he told me to just go back to the old ways and it'll work out, and it did.
A bit of a break for you now. Will you be paying attention to the rest of the tournament, or you just switch off for a while and come back fresh?
No, I think it's time out for a week or so, going to Ireland for Christmas. So I'm going to enjoy the time there and come back refreshed and just hit the board.
Hopes and expectations for this tournament?
I've looked at the draw. I wouldn't say you wouldn't want to go through further, but we'll just see how it comes one by one.
Enjoy your Christmas, mate. Thanks a lot.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you.